Gooseberry Pie by Jessica Brown. Read by Helen Lloyd. Edna crouched lower, reaching for the gooseberries that she knew were hiding in the midst of their parentage. She felt a tightening in her back, her aging body hindering her needs, but she continued to gather the fuzzy fruits with a nostalgic glow. Cooking and baking were her passions. They were a constant throughout her life, something to lean on, to distract and give her confidence when the inevitable obstacles of life arose. People came and went. Her children had left and emigrated with her grandchildren, but the lure of homemade shepherd's pie and cherry cake always brought them back to visit her. She loved that she could make her family instantly feel at home with just a mouthful of ingredients, despite their new lives 1,000 miles away. Nobody loved her cooking as much as her husband, Charles, and Edna prided herself on it. The look on his face when he entered their quaint kitchen as she slid a golden crusted pie from the steaming oven, the corners of his mouth moistening, his Adam's apple protruding as he swallowed with compulsive want. It was intimate. He wanted something that only she could provide to his exact tastes. Nothing could satisfy him quite like her baking. Not even that bitch who had offered her body to him like she was a raw piece of meat. She'd found her husband, pants down, hulking over the kitchen worktop, humping what appeared to be her best hand-carved chopping board, until she saw the red nails and pale legs wrapped around him. Yet Edna looked upon the event, an event that would test the sanity of any wife, with sentiment. It had been their making. Edna had known he wouldn't leave her for that rake of a woman. She probably couldn't even cook. He loved his food, and Edna could sate him just so. They were more devoted to each other than ever before, and her baking was improving each day in line with their relationship. Gooseberry pie. The marmite of baking was Edna's favourite recipe, and she was certain that no one could outwit her composite of sugar, fruit and spices. Anyone who had politely stated their preference for apple or plum had humbly requested a second slice after tasting. She'd always borne affection for the underdog and felt a certain affinity for those phlegm-coloured, sour, vascular berries. Edna carefully straightened her posture, smiling fondly at the family of fruit trees before her. She stroked a leaf maternally before turning and pottering back up the patio path to the French windows that were seeping with the scent of sweet baked pastry. It was ready. Edna quickened as much as her age would allow. Charles was already sitting at the head of the table in wait. She donned her oven gloves and swooped to the oven door, peering inside. Perfection. Placing the pie on the cooling mat by the windowsill, Edna took a deep breath. What do you think, Charles? Charles shifted his eyes to hers, pleadingly. She did love the power that she had over him, no matter what age they were. We must wait for it to cool. You'll burn your mouth, she teased. She began to wash the gooseberries she'd picked in the garden. A neighbour used to comment that she should make a large batch of filling and freeze what they didn't need, but she found the idea ludicrous. It was the process that she loved. Why would she not want to repeat and perfect it as often as she could? As one pie came out, another could go in. It never had to end. Charles always had room for more. As the syrupy fruit simmered over the hob, Edna gently hovered her hand over the freshly baked pie. "This'll be lovely with some cream, Charles." She shuffled over to the fridge, removing a pot of cream before opening a kitchen drawer to grasp a large funnel. Laying it on the table, she plugged in the blender, opened the lid, and plopped in the whole pie. It splattered into several chunks as it hit the bottom. She poured the entire pot of cream on top of the steaming boulders, fixed the lid, and pressed the button to turn the pie and cream into mush. Charles watched, the whites of his eyes bulging. He didn't know how much more of this he could take. Edna silenced the blender. Picking up the funnel, she carried the heavy contents over to Charles. "Here we go." Charles started to squirm as Edna ripped off the duct tape over his mouth. "No, no," he muffled lethargically. Edna tilted her obese husband's bloated, vomit-covered head back. Clutching his nose until he gasped, she rammed the tube down his throat. He gagged as she expertly slid it down to his stomach and taped it into place around his lips. Grabbing a spatula, she gradually scraped the contents of the blender into the funnel, milking the creamy sludge down the pipe. Charles half-heartedly strained at his restraints, his bare feet paddling over the stagnant, piss-stained floor, his trousers squelching with excrement. Gulp, gulp, gulp. He swallowed involuntarily. "I think this one's my best yet, Charles." "Don't you?"